بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The new chapter on عمدة الأحكام, chapter on إمامة. And we learned that the إمامة, linguistically, the term إمامة in the linguistic meaning is from الأم, which means القصد, direction, directing, or intending. And in Sharia, it covers different meanings. And we learned from the last talk that there is the imama of the wahi, the imama, the inherited imama, and this is the knowledge, the imama of worship, this is the imama of salah, and the imama of benefit, which is the rulership. In this chapter, what is intended is the imama of as-salah, the imama of as-salah. And in this chapter, there are narrations that deal with what is required from the imam and the ma'mum and so forth. Imam is the one who leads the prayer. The ma'mum is the one who is led in the salah. And the imama in salah is a high rank and a great merit, apparent a great merit. And that's why it was the work or the action taken and the position taken by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his rightly guided khulafa, rightly guided caliphs after him. May Allah be pleased with all of them. And no one should be introduced to this position of imama except those who are qualified and those who are more knowledgeable and know the Quran to memory, and know also more understanding of the Sunnah, are more in understanding of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we learned before the ranks of those who are qualified, the ranks and the priorities, all before in the Salah described. Now we go to the first hadith under this chapter, hadith number 72, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أما يخشى الذي يرفع رأسه قبل الإمام أن يحول الله رأسه رأس حمار أو يجعل صورته صورة حمار. And this hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, is not he who raises his head before the Imam afraid that Allah may transform his head into that of a donkey, or his figure into that of a donkey? Now, the narrator is Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and a biography of Abu Hurairah was given in hadith number 2. And with respect to the subject matter of this hadith, this is concerning the one who makes move before the Imam in Salah. In this, some of the words that came in the hadith, afraid, yakhsha. This term, yakhsha, the khashya, occurs when the person knows the one feared. It is different from, in this sense, from al-khawf, the regular fear. So it occurs when the person knows and magnifies the one whom he fears. But the khawf, the regular fear, could be from someone, could arise due to the weakness of the person. So there is difference between the two. In this hadith also, there's the threat that Allah may transform his head into that of a donkey. This could be either physically, that his head changes into that of a donkey, or intangibly, that his head becomes like that of a donkey, marking stupidity and inability to understand. That is the resemblance. This is a doubt from the narrator. The narrator said, or, and this is shakkun min al-rawi, a doubt from the narrator. The difference in the other statement now, or his figure into that of a monkey. So the difference between this statement and the statement before is that this is the threat is applicable on the entire figure, entire body, while the first one is particular to a part of it, and that is the head. Now the overall explanation in this hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu informs us that there is a warning regarding the one who goes before the Imam, raises his head before the Imam. Whether this is in ruku' or sujood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may turn his head into that of a donkey, or his figure into that of a donkey, and this is as a punishment on his action, and because he did not understand the wisdom of imama and what is intended from imama leading the salah, and that is the following, so that the jama'ah, the congregation, and the purpose of the congregation can be met. And there is scolding from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those who don't fear this threat. And from this hadith we learn the following benefits. The forbiddance to rise from the position of ruku' or sujood before the imam. Similarly, if the person goes before the imam to the position of ruku' or sujood, goes ahead of him. And this is from the major sins. Why? Because there is a particular punishment applicable on it. Remember this. There is a particular punishment assigned to this sin. And as Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, Ibn Taymiyyah, stated that any sin upon which there is a particularly assigned punishment, whether this punishment is of the worldly life type or religious, then this sin is a major sin. You understand? And this definition is better than the definition of other scholars. Other scholars mentioned that the major sin is the one involving a threat, if there is a threat attached to it, or curse, etc. The second benefit, the person who commits this major sin in Salah, then he renders himself vulnerable to the punishment of changing his head or his figure into that of a donkey. And thirdly is that al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, al-jaza' min jins al-amal, and this means that rewards are but upon actions. Rewards are but upon actions. The fourth benefit, this hadith indicates the linkage, the apparent between the imam and the ma'mum in the salah, according to the correct opinion on the apparent. Some of the scholars are on the opinion that the connection is not limited to the apparent, but both to the apparent and to the hidden. So if we take by the position that the linkage is in al-zahir wal-batin, in what's apparent and what is hidden, Therefore, this would imply if the imam's salah becomes invalid, then this would lead to what? Huh? According to this opinion, it would lead to what? It will imply also, if the linkage is both, yes, that the ma'mum's salah is also invalid. No. Also, this would necessitate that intentions now are to be what? Connected, according to this opinion. Meaning there should be no difference in intentions between the imam and the ma'mum. Like, for example, the imam praying fard and the ma'mum praying nafil. This opinion would entail that the difference in the intention is not permissible according to this opinion. But if we say that the connection is on the apparent, and this is the correct opinion, as we have discussed before in the book of Imama in the Salah described, then in this case, the Ma'mum's Salah does not become invalid, nor his Salah, nor the Niyyah, the matter of the Niyyah becomes permissible to differ with the Imam on the intention, the Imam praying fard and the Ma'mum praying nafil. There is no harm in accordance with this correct opinion. Now, the connection, the correct position or the opinion, the correct opinion is that the connection between the Imam's Salah and the Ma'mum's Salah is on the apparent. On the apparent. Some have said that the connection covers both the apparent and the hidden. So therefore, if we say that, if we take by the opinion that it is linked to that of the Imam, apparently and also inwardly, this means you cannot differ with the Imam with the intention. So if the Imam prays fard, you cannot pray behind him nafil, you understand? This is what's going to be entailed by this position. This is one thing, okay? Also, this would necessitate that if the Imam's Salah is invalid or becomes invalid, then the Ma'mum's Salah would also become invalid. But the correct opinion is that the connection and the linkage is on the apparent. So therefore, it is permissible to differ with the Imam with the intention. And also, it is permissible to say that if the Imam's Salah becomes invalid, then that of the Ma'mum does not become invalid according to this correct opinion. And this is the stronger opinion since it is supported by the Sunnah from different narrations. And we have covered this before in Salah described. This brings the conclusion of the explanation of this hadith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.